from 1734 to 49, he enjoyed this absolutely central relationship with Madame du Châtelet, herself the greatest woman scientist of her age, who worked on Newton, who translated Newton from the his Principia from the Latin to the French. But that relationship ended with the death of Madame du Châtelet in 1749. For 4 years after that, Voltaire spent time at the court of Frederick the Great in Berlin, Potsdam. But after that, he sought to live, as it were, independently, and found in Switzerland, and in Geneva in particular, the perfect place to do it, in a way to live his own life in what he called his own kingdom, free from the interference and absolutism of Louis XV and of Frederick of Prussia. And so, having lived in a variety of houses along the banks of Lake Geneva, he settled in the outskirts of Geneva in a house called Les Delices from between 1755 and 1759, and then afterwards lived at the Chateau de Ferney, which was in France, but very near Geneva, which was, as it were, his free house. And so he was exiled from Paris, really, for a major part of his life, and that's to say from the center of, in a way, certainly of French culture, and in some sense the center of European culture. When Louis XV died in 1774, Voltaire returned to Paris, though not, in fact, till 1778, ostensibly to oversee production of his latest tragedy at the Comédie Française, but actually, like some returning monarch, in a way to lay claim once more to his own proper kingdom. And so he was indeed duly acclaimed at the theatre, at the Comédie Française. He was crowned with laurels, and he was acclaimed in the street by the Parisian populace as the great champion of freedom, the man who, from his safe house at Ferney, had championed the cause particularly of victims of injustice, and of particularly Protestants, but also others who had been hounded by the absolutist Catholic regime. But it was all too much for him, and he died in Paris on the 30th of May, 1778, without saying confession. So he had managed to avoid the final attentions of the Catholic Church. His body was smuggled out of Paris, dressed upright in a carriage, and was taken to an obscure abbey in the Champagne region of France, where it was buried, and then subsequently disinterred in 1791 after the revolution, and taken back to Paris, where it was paraded through the streets and brought finally to the Panthéon, where it lies to this day opposite Rousseau.